Good afternoon. Welcome to our live broadcast of the 134th commencement of the University of Illinois, live from the Assembly Hall on the Urbana-Champaign campus. I'm Jay Pierce. Our technical director on site is Mike Pritchard. And we thank you very much for joining us for this broadcast on AM 580 and also online at will.uiuc.edu, where we will archive this presentation so you can take another listen to it or pass along to somebody who might be here today the fact that they can take another listen as well. The commencement procession underway right now by the U of I Symphonic Band, conducted by Thomas Kaniva. We'll have the singing of the Star-Spangled Banner by the audience, greetings from the Board of Trustees and Board Member Francis Carroll, greetings from the President, the 16th President of the University of Illinois, B. Joseph White, and then greetings from the Alumni Association and Kenneth M. Vistner Jr., the chairman of the Board of Directors of the Alumni Association, who will then present the Alumni Association Awards this year. In the afternoon ceremonies, going to University of Illinois, former President Joseph Stuckel, and also to Shahid Nan Khan, the president and owner of Flexengate Corporation, and also, graduates of the University of Illinois. We'll have more on them in just a moment. We'll have the conferring of honorary degrees this afternoon to the president of Caribou Technology Incorporated, Archie Clemens, who will receive a Doctor of Engineering, Doctor of Letters, to the speaker for this afternoon's ceremonies, Bill Geist, an alumnus and also Champaign native, Doctor of Engineering to Dr. John Cornelius Hobolt, who is a retired aeronautical scientist, consultant with NASA's Langley Research Center, Doctor of Engineering to John W. Hutchinson, who is a professor of applied mechanics at Harvard University. More on all of those in just a couple of moments, as I said. Some musical selections from the Varsity Men's Glee Club, the Women's Glee Club, the Black Chorus, and the Combined Choruses. Of course, the commencement address then follows by Bill Geist, conferring of the graduate and professional degrees by Dr. White, and the undergraduate degrees and recognition of the Bronze Tablet Scholars and ROTC candidates. And then we'll wrap up with the Symphonic Band once again and the Platform Party Recession. Well, today we are celebrating the accomplishments of more than 10,000 graduates at the University of Illinois. Since opening its doors in 1868, the Urbana-Champaign campus has graduated more than 486,000 men and women. This morning, of course, at 10:30, they had the first of the two campus-wide ceremonies, the College of Applied Life Studies, College of Communications, College of Law, Liberal Arts and Sciences, Veterinary Medicine, School of Library and Information Sciences, Institute of Aviation, Institute of Labor and Industrial Relations, and the School of Social Work involved in that ceremony. This afternoon, the ceremonies will concern the College of Agriculture, Consumer and Environmental Sciences, or ACES, the College of Business, College of Education, College of Engineering, and the College of Fine and Applied Arts. And of course, there are many ceremonies campus-wide for various colleges, departments, and units. This being the afternoon ceremony, the campus-wide ceremony at which many things happen, including the conferring of the honorary degrees. I should mention that this morning, honorary degrees were conferred to Bill Geist, and who will also be honored again this afternoon. A Doctor of Letters to Henke Burgard Gratteau, the Associate Managing Editor of the Chicago Tribune, and the Doctor of Humane Letters to Judith Krug, Director of the Office of Intellectual Freedom of the American Library Association. And this afternoon, I mentioned, we'll be having the conferring of various honors, including the presentation of the Alumni Association Award to University of Illinois alumna and alumnus, that is, and the graduate of the class of 63, received his doctorate from the University of Illinois in 1968, and is president emeritus of the University of Illinois, Dr. James Stuckel, who's president of the university From 1995 until earlier this year, he received his master's degree and doctorate from the College of Engineering in 63 and 68, respectively. Joined the faculty at the University of Illinois and later became associate dean. And in 1985, he moved to the University's Chicago campus to serve as vice chancellor for research and then vice chancellor for academic affairs before being named chancellor of U of I Chicago in 1991. Also being honored this afternoon by the Alumni Association, Shahid and Ann Khan. And they are U of I graduates in mechanical and industrial engineering and in economics, respectively. Benefactors of their time and talents to many of the colleges and units at their alma mater, Shahid, who is president and owner of Flexengate Corporation, has served on the Dean's Board of Visitors in the College of Engineering and the Mechanical and Industrial Engineering Alumni Board. In 1999, he was in fact honored with the Mechanical and Industrial Engineering Distinguished Alumnus Award. And Ann Carlson Khan is an advocate and volunteer for various units in the College of Fine Arts, Fine and Applied Arts, and that includes her work with Krannert Center for the Performing Arts, the Krannert Art Museum, and Sinfonia de Camera. And she's also served on the College of Liberal Arts and Sciences Alumni Board and the Library Friends Board of Directors. Honorary degrees to be conferred this afternoon include the Doctor of Engineering to Archie Clemens, who is a retired U.S. Navy Admiral and President of Caribou Technology Incorporated and the co-owner of Table Rock International LLC, both international consulting firms concentrating on technology and business development. Admiral Clemens was born in Mount Vernon and graduated from the University of Illinois Urbana campus with a Bachelor of Science in Electrical Engineering, and he returned to his alma mater later for a master's degree. Doctor of Letters to our speaker, Bill Geist, who is an Emmy Award-winning correspondent and commentator for CBS News, a U of I alumnus and Champaign native. He's been a contributor to CBS Sunday Morning, 60 Minutes, The Evening News, and other programs, and a commentator for numerous CBS sports productions and the author of six best-selling books. Doctor of Engineering to John Cornelius Hobolt, who is a retired aeronautical scientist consultant with the NASA Langley Research Center. And he is known for his contributions to the understanding and overall aeroelastic behavior of aircraft structures, credited for leading directly to improved efficiency and safety of aircraft in public use today. And then Doctor of Engineering to John W. Hutchinson, a professor of applied mechanics at Harvard University, an educator, innovator, and engineer whose contributions are credited with permanently impacting the field of theoretical and applied mechanics applied to engineering. And presiding over the ceremonies this afternoon here at the Assembly Hall will be the Chancellor of the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign, Dr. Richard Herman.
Welcome to the 134th commencement exercises at the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign. I'm Chancellor Richard Herman, and I invite you to please stand and join the Varsity Men's Glee Club, the Women's Glee Club, the Black Chorus, and the Symphonic Band in singing the national anthem. Thank you. Please be seated. On behalf of the faculty and staff of the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign, I welcome you to this commencement ceremony, and I offer congratulations to the class of 2005. Since you are here, it would appear that several things are clear. You have paid any library and parking fines you collected during your time at Illinois, and you did not spend too much time at that famous study hall on Daniels called CAMS. In many ways, today is much like your first day on campus. Back then, you were likely excited, but a bit apprehensive. Excited about the new people to meet and ideas to explore, but apprehensive about whether you would succeed at one of the nation's premier universities. And here you are. You have completed a difficult curriculum and earned a degree from one of the best schools anywhere. You stand on the threshold of the biggest challenge of your life so far. And those first day feelings of excitement and anxiety are with you again. But I can tell you with great confidence that you will succeed. And not only will you succeed, you will change the world. In fact, we have prepared you for nothing less. We gathered faculty who are among the best in the nation to ensure that you would learn from the brightest minds possible. And they care deeply about you. I'd like to share with you a letter from a parent sent just last week to one of our faculty members, Tom Jacobs. Dear Dr. Jacobs, the letter goes, as a grateful parent of our graduating Illinois senior, Lucia Bunolua Kahinde, and a proud Illinois alumna, I write on behalf of my family to express our profound gratitude for your scholarly investment in our daughter's academic career. As Lucy puts it, Dr. Jacobs has had a huge impact on my academic experience at the University of Illinois. Lucy tells of how she cannot wait to be a sound professor like Dr. Jacobs and to give others what she got from this great teacher: scholarly integrity, personal respect, dedication, and genuine interest in a student's academic progress and success. She plans to be a professor of excellence in vision research science. A professor like you is a great asset to such top universities as the University of Illinois. We are deeply grateful to you and would like to acknowledge your hard work and investment in our daughter Lucy. You are truly appreciated. Please extend our love and best wishes to your family. With profound gratitude, on behalf of my husband, Louis, and Lucy's two older sisters, Francis and Justin, we thank you. The letter is signed, Lucy Kahinde, PhD, MS in Business Administration. Well, I hope that each of you graduating today has had one or more professors who touched your life that way. And we are counting on you to show your gratitude, not so much by writing to him or her, although that would certainly be appreciated, but by doing your part to make the world a better place for those who come after you. As Anne Morrow Lindbergh once said, one can never pay in gratitude. One can only pay in kind somewhere else in life. You have been trained to think, to create, to solve. You are ready to become the leaders of your generation. We have put our faith in you and the knowledge that one person with one good idea can change the world. Today's ceremony is a time to pause for just a moment to think about all that you have achieved before you begin that work. So congratulations and Godspeed. I am now pleased to introduce to you Dr. Francis Carroll, a member of the University of Illinois Board of Trustees. Francis.
Thank you, and good afternoon, everyone. Congratulations, graduates. This is a memorable day for you and for your loved ones, and I am happy to share in your celebration. On behalf of the University of Illinois Board of Trustees, I am proud to wish you the very best as you step from today's ceremony into a future filled with promise. Today's commencement exercise is a celebratory ritual of transition, a time to reflect on what you have accomplished and to anticipate the challenges and the opportunities that lie ahead. Some of you will continue your studies, preparing yourselves further in a graduate or professional school. Others of you will embark on careers, and a few might intend to stand at ease for the time being, undecided about which path to follow. One philosophy about life is summed up in this quote: I never think of the future, it comes soon enough. Another holds, the past cannot be changed, but the future is yet in your power. Whatever your approach, to take life as it comes, or to plan for the future as if you are going to spend the rest of your life there, that will be your choice to make. But the real point is that you hung tough to make this day happen. You will leave here today with a lifelong credential, a degree from the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign. Hung on a wall, listed on a resume, or mentioned in casual conversation, your University of Illinois degree announces you as someone who has demonstrated a high level of intellectual ability and discipline at one of the great universities of the world. It is a reflection not only of hard work, sacrifice, and personal growth on your part. It is also a symbol of the investment made in you and the promise of your future by the faculty and staff of this university, by the people of this great state of Illinois, and most importantly, by your family and loved ones. Take a moment today to say thank you to those who helped you reach this milestone. And as you leave these hallowed halls, just remember, you are part of an extended family of more than 300,000 living alumni from this campus. You are the newest generation in a tradition of academic excellence that extends nearly 140 years. Yes, the trustees are very proud of our graduates and wish you the best life has to offer. Congratulations. I am now pleased to introduce Chairman of the Board of Trustees of the University of Illinois, Mr. Larry Epley.
She's coming on tour with me for sure. Thank you. Good afternoon. It's always an honor for me to participate in these commencement proceedings. I was here once myself, twice maybe, about 20 years ago. To our distinguished commencement speaker, to our honorary degree recipients, and to all of you soon-to-be graduates, let me be among the first to offer you my congratulations on a job well done. But today, we not only celebrate your accomplishments, we also formally welcome the university's 16th president to the UIUC commencement ceremony, and we're going to mark this occasion by presenting to him the University of Illinois President's Medallion. President White, would you please step forward? I'm going to talk a little bit about you and also a little bit about the President's Medallion. Many of you know by now that Joe White comes to us from a small rural campus in Ann Arbor, Michigan. So he and his wife, Mary, Mary's in the audience today, are getting used to life in the big city. President White started in early February, but he really hit the ground running. He's a quick study, and he's busy learning our capabilities, our culture, our promise, and our future. He's leading a collaborative effort to chart our strategic plan for the next decade. This vision, one that we can all embrace, is grand, but very simply stated. Keep this dynamic treasure, the University of Illinois, a world leader in academic excellence, innovation, and public service. Not an easy task, but Joe White has demonstrated the intellectual and administrative acuity to lead this great public university, and we all look forward to his strong leadership. And if you haven't already met him, you're really going to like him. Now for the medallion. I tried this morning, and it really has to catch the light, because if you can't already see, this thing blinged well before bling bling was the thing. I've seen it before, but never in this context. The Alumni Association presented the medallion to the university in 1965, and since then it's been worn by the president at all major academic ceremonies. For those of you beyond the front row, let me describe it a little bit. In the center is the medallion, and the seal of the medallion is the seal of the university. And around each of these links, there are 16 of them, maybe more, but they have engraved on each of them the name of each of the university's 16 presidents. I'm told that the medallion bespeaks the strength, stature, integrity, and permanence, of the office of the president of the university, but based on how heavy it is, it's also a metaphor, undoubtedly, for the weight and stress of the job. I now invite my colleagues, Trustee David Doris and Francis Carroll, to join me in investing President White with the symbol of his position. Thank you.
Good afternoon, everyone. Serving as president of the University of Illinois is the greatest honor, the greatest privilege, and the greatest challenge of my life. I thank the Board of Trustees and our faculty and all of you for the opportunity. I simply pledge to give my all to the University of Illinois in the years ahead. I stand on the shoulders of wonderful leaders who have come before me. One is here today. Please join me in recognizing and thanking Jim Stuckel, my predecessor, and his wife, Joan. Jim. I'm also very pleased today to recognize my colleague, the new permanent chancellor of the University of Illinois, Richard Herman, and his wife, Susan. Please join me in congratulating them. Now, more important, let me add my congratulations to you, the class of 2005. I extend my personal best wishes to you and your families. and your friends. Indeed, I'd like to invite the class of 2005 to stand and join me in thanking all of those, your family and your friends, your teachers, who have enabled you to graduate today from the University of Illinois. Would you stand and thank them with me? Thank you. I want you all to know that Mary and I have rapidly fallen in love with the University of Illinois. It's easy to do. How could we not love educating our best and brightest young people, creating knowledge to make a better world, strolling one of the world's most beautiful campuses, basking in the reflected glory of Nobel Prize winners and other distinguished faculty? And, of course, cheering Darren and Dee, Luther and James, and all the Fighting Illini right here in this magnificent hall. What's most thrilling to me, and I hope to you, is that after nearly 140 amazing years, I'm confident that this university's best years in the arts and humanities, in science and technology, in athletics, economic development, and service all still lie ahead. I look forward to working with you and the entire U of I family, nearly 100,000 students, faculty, and staff, and hundreds of thousands of alumni to create a brilliant future for our great university. And now I'd like to extend a personal message to you, our graduating students. Today's a very happy day, perhaps one of the happiest in your lives. Today you leave the University of Illinois well prepared to make your mark in the world, to make a difference, to make a success of yourself in your life. This seems to me a perfect moment to remind you about the connection between happiness and success. Very good research, almost a half century's worth, tells us this. While success can contribute to happiness, it is more happiness that leads to success. While it's true that troubled people have produced great work, in general, if you're happy, you're more likely to have fulfilling relationships, higher incomes, to perform not just well at work, but very well, to be involved in your community, to have robust health, and to live longer. How wise were America's founding fathers to enshrine in the Declaration of Independence not only life and liberty, but also the pursuit of happiness as an inalienable human right? Happiness, true deep happiness, is an extraordinary and munificent condition, not easily achieved and hard to sustain. Our predisposition to happiness is in part genetic. Wealth and power have their place in life, but they do not by themselves ensure happiness. So why are you happy on this, your commencement day? Well, I think it's because you've challenged yourself and you've achieved something consequential. It's because you're surrounded by family and friends who honor you, love you, and are proud of you. And it's because, and perhaps this is why the happiness is a little tinged with melancholy, you're leaving a wonderful community that will remain with you forever. So as you leave this place, as you go forward to make your mark, I urge you to stay focused on the real keys to happiness and therefore also to success. Find a worthy purpose and invest yourself in it. Maintain strong bonds of love with family and friends. Challenge yourself, learn, achieve important things forever. Serve others. And continue to develop yourself intellectually, physically, and spiritually as you have here at Illinois. Congratulations on your commencement. Know that you will always be welcome here at home, the University of Illinois. I wish you all a life of high integrity, high achievement, and much happiness. Congratulations.
Joey, thank you for those fine words. On behalf of the campus, we are delighted, absolutely delighted, to have you and Mary with us. Your voice of excellence, your leadership, is ever important in the adventure we begin together. I'm pleased now to introduce you to Ken Visti of the class of 1962. Mr. Visti is the chairman of the board of directors of the University of Illinois Alumni Association. He will bring greetings from the association and will announce recipients of the Alumni Association Awards. Ken?
Thank you, Chancellor. Good afternoon. On behalf of the University of Illinois Alumni Association and more than 500,000 former students, I offer sincere congratulations. Having a degree from the University of Illinois provides you with the unique advantage to utilize the vast network of fellow graduates involved in every endeavor across our globe, and with whom you now have a common bond. The Alumni Association is your point of contact to help you use this tremendous source of goodwill, and one day, yourself, to be of assistance to future students and our university. Some years ago, the alumni we're about to honor were in your shoes, excited by their graduation day, anticipating their future. Although we welcome alumni back throughout the year, these individuals have been invited to return today in the hope that their accomplishments and dedication to excellence will provide inspiration to you as you make your way into the world and pursue your own dreams. The first gentleman may look a bit familiar to you. Will James J. Stuckel please come forward? After this alumnus earned two UI degrees, he joined the faculty of the College of Engineering. He then moved to the University of Chicago campus to serve as Vice Chancellor for Research and then Vice Chancellor for Academic Affairs, before becoming Chancellor in 1991. He strengthened UIC's research mission and created the Great Cities Initiative, now a hallmark for the potential partnership between an urban university and a major metropolitan city. In 1995, Dr. Stuckel became only the second alumnus to serve as president of the University of Illinois, and is credited with not only safeguarding, but enhancing the stature of the university's three campuses during his 10-year stay in the midst of continuing tough fiscal challenges. For dedicating his career in higher education to advancing and uplifting the University of Illinois, the Alumni Association presents its 2005 University of Illinois Alumni Achievement Award to James J. Stuckel. Would now Shad and Ann Khan please come forward? This couple gave generously of their time and talents to the many colleges and units of the university, exemplifying how alumni can continue an ongoing vital relationship with the U of I. Shad Khan, who is president of Flexengate Corporation, has served on the Dean's Board of Visitors in Engineering, the Mechanical and Industrial Engineering Alumni Board, and the College of Business Advisory Board. He is also a frequent guest speaker on various business topics for campus lectures and forums. Ann Khan is an active patron of the arts, who also encourages others to support the creative process. She has nurtured activity at the Krannert Center, Krannert Art Museum, and the campus's resident chamber orchestra. And she has served on the LAS Alumni Board and the Library Friends Board of Directors. For their active commitment to nurturing high quality in arts and sciences, the Alumni Association presents its 2005 University of Illinois Distinguished Service Award to Shad and Ann Khan. Congratulations.
The conferring of honorary degrees will now take place. Will Bill Geist please come forward? That's right. Before you send it, right? Bill Geist, columnist, correspondent, author. You are a superior journalist, and your work in this field has informed and entertained millions for over three decades. You have had a distinguished career in journalism at the Chicago Tribune, the New York Times, and currently at CBS Sunday Morning, where your humorous pieces touch a national audience. Despite a career that has garnered the highest awards in print and broadcast journalism, it seems that your only boast has been that you once won third place in an Illinois State Fair bake-off. Your television report on the 66th anniversary of America's famed Route 66 earned an Emmy Award. You are the award-winning author of six books and have been a contributor to such noted periodicals as New York Magazine, Chicago Magazine, Forbes, Rolling Stone, Vogue, and Esquire. In addition to your own contributions to journalism, your longstanding support of the University of Illinois College of Communications reflects your commitment to the future of journalism as well. In appreciation of your achievements in the fields of communications, and upon the recommendation of the Senate of the Urbana campus, it is a great honor to present you to the President of the University for the honorary degree of Doctor of Letters.
Upon these recommendations and by authority of the Board of Trustees of the University of Illinois, I confer upon you, Bill Geist, the honorary degree of Doctor of Letters, in token whereof we invest you with this hood and present you with this diploma. Congratulations.
Dean David Daniel will now present candidates for honorary degrees. Dave.
Will Archie Clemens please come forward? Archie R. Clemens, naval officer, engineer, innovator. You are widely recognized as a man of immense dignity and integrity. You have been a role model to countless military personnel and civilians. You have enjoyed a distinguished career in the U.S. Navy, serving in positions of great authority and responsibility, both ashore and afloat. During your 33-year military career, you were promoted to the highest level in the U.S. Navy, a four-star admiral. In the process, you left an indelible mark not only on the Navy, but more profoundly on our nation and the well-being of its military personnel. Perhaps your most lasting legacy to the U.S. Navy is in the field of information technology. An accomplished engineer and acknowledged visionary, you led the transformational effort that enabled the U.S. Navy to become the world leader in this field. Former U.S. Senator Daniel Inouye referred to you as the father of high technology in the Navy, due largely to your leadership in implementing the Navy's Information Technology for the 21st Century program. Your technical ability, leadership, and managerial expertise allowed the U.S. Navy to meet the challenges posed by today's world. You remain a strong advocate for the accelerated use of information technology and the adaptation of the best commercial practices in the military and in the government. In appreciation of your achievements in the field of Navy leadership, and upon the recommendation of the Senate of the Urbana-Champaign campus, is a great honor to present you to the President of the University for the honorary degree of engineering.
Upon these recommendations and by authority of the Board of Trustees of the University of Illinois, I confer upon you, Archie Clemens, the honorary degree of Doctor of Engineering, in token whereof we invest you with this hood and present you with this diploma. Congratulations.
Will John Hobelt now please come forward? John Cornelius Hobelt, engineer, scientist, teacher. You are internationally recognized as one of the top aeroelasticians of all time, and your pioneering contributions to the United States space program have been immense. You are internationally known for your remarkable ability to provide simple solutions to complex problems, making use of your expertise and experience in structural dynamics, aeroelasticity, and orbital mechanics. Distinguishing yourself early in your original and lasting research work in the Dynamic Loads Division of the National Advisory Committee for Aeronautics Langley Laboratory, your contributions to understanding the overall aeroelastic behavior of aircraft structures led directly to the improved efficiency and safety of the aircraft in public use today. Your name will be forever tied to your tremendous contribution to the successful United States lunar landing program of the 1960s and 1970s. You have been a nationally recognized key individual in the success of the Apollo lunar landings. Your brilliant conceptual development of lunar orbit rendezvous was the key to Apollo 11's success, saving billions of dollars and indeed very likely making the moon landing possible. The number of capacities in which you have provided leadership and dedication to your field has earned you the widespread respect of your colleagues. In appreciation of your achievements in the fields of aeronautical science and engineering, and upon the recommendation of the Senate of the Urbana-Champaign campus, it is a great honor to present you to the President of the University for your honorary degree of Doctor of Engineering.
Upon these recommendations and by authority of the Board of Trustees of the University of Illinois, I confer upon you, John Cornelius Hobelt, the honorary degree of Doctor of Engineering, in token whereof we invest you with this hood and present you with this diploma. Congratulations.
Will John Hutchinson please come forward? John W. Hutchinson, engineer, educator, inventor. You are recognized worldwide for the contributions that had a permanent impact on the field of theoretical and applied mechanics as applied to engineering. You are among the most admired and respected individuals in all of the mechanical engineering sciences. Your early work on stability and your insights on plastic buckling have not been exceeded. The depth and range of your contributions are overwhelming. You have been a leader in virtually all of the significant developments in materials modeling for at least the past 15 years. In recognition of your achievements, you have been elected to the most honored scholarly academies, and you have received the highest awards given for work in mechanics by the American Society of Mechanical Engineers, the Society of Engineering Science, and the American Society for Testing and Materials, as well as many other awards and recognitions. In addition to your seminal contributions to the fields of mechanics and materials science, you have been a great teacher and mentor to other scholars. Your scholarly work in several branches of the mechanics of solids has contributed to shaping this field of research and a generation of scientists and engineers around the world has been influenced by your research, teaching, and mentoring. In appreciation of your achievements in the area of solid mechanics, and upon the recommendation of the Senate of the Urbana-Champaign campus, it is a great honor to present you to the President of the University for the honorary degree of Doctor of Engineering.
Upon these recommendations and by authority of the Board of Trustees of the University of Illinois, I confer upon you, John Hutchinson, the honorary degree of Doctor of Engineering. In token whereof, we invest you with this hood and present you with this diploma. Congratulations.
The combined choruses now will sing Fanfare for a Festival, followed by the state song, Illinois.
Gently flowing, Illinois, Illinois, by thy prairies verdant growing, Illinois, Illinois, comes an echo on the breeze, rustling through the leafy trees. Illinois.
You're listening to a live broadcast of the 134th commencement ceremonies at University of Illinois on WILL Urbana.
Our soloist was Julie Sims, a member of the class of 2005. Thank you. Well, class of 2005, I have the honor of introducing you to a gentleman who is extremely proud to be an alumni. Bill Geist, the noted columnist, author, and correspondent, is always eager to show and tell people that he's from Illinois and to share the story of this great university. Mr. Geist comes from a family of alumni. His parents attended the university, and he grew up here in Champaign. He graduated from our College of Communications in 1968 and met his wife, Jody, here. Although his two children, Willie and Libby, were raised in New York City, they have worn orange and blue since infancy. After graduating from Illinois, Mr. Geist earned a master's degree in communications at the University of Missouri in 1971, before beginning his career at the Chicago Tribune. He went on to become a popular columnist at the New York Times, but gained his greatest fame as a correspondent for CBS News Sunday Morning, where he continues to entertain and inform millions of viewers with his trademark Emmy-winning humor. In addition to his Sunday Morning contributions, he appears regularly on the CBS Evening News and on 60 Minutes Wednesday. Mr. Geist has also written 6 books and contributed articles to dozens of magazines. On this commencement day, we should note Mr. Geist's impressive example as an Illinois alumnus. He is a devoted Illini fan and a committed ambassador for the campus. Off camera, he has served on the College of Communications Research Development Board for the past 15 years, helping to find financial support that drives the college's continuing excellence. On camera, he occasionally can be seen wearing an Illini sweatshirt during his segments. And in March, Sunday Morning featured his piece on the success of the Illini men's basketball team. Thank you, Bill, for the many ways you continue to promote and support Illinois. Graduates, prepare yourselves for a few observations that are at once humorous and thought-provoking. And please help me welcome your fellow alumnus, Bill Geist.
Good afternoon. I want to clear up or explain one thing that the Chancellor had mentioned earlier about winning third place in the Illinois State Fair Bake-Off. And I just wanted to explain what that was all about. I was a reporter for the Chicago Tribune and entered the contest. It was blind judging, so I didn't get any breaks. It was apricot sour cream coffee cake, and I baked it every day for 30 days at home to perfect it. Took it to the State Fair, was up against 14 women, 5 grandmothers, and it was a lot of elbowing underneath and boxing out and everything else. We baked on a stage. I really feel that I would have won. I was only a couple points from first place and winning the overall bake-off, but the judges had one critique. They said I had uneven nut distribution. So I've had to live with that. This is kind of an emotional time for me. I grew up in Champaign, went to the University of Illinois, and as I look at it, stand here and look out at your faces today, it doesn't seem like so long ago that I was sitting right where you're sitting. And the reason it seems that way is because I was sitting there for the Purdue game when senior night, when we crushed the Boilermakers. And while we're on the subject of Crush, I sat with the Orange Crush, and I wish that they were here today to honor you in their own unique way, as they were for the basketball team. I don't want to be immodest, but Chancellor did miss something, and an important honor that I forgot to include in my biography that needs mentioning. When I was here for that basketball game, a photographer took my photograph for the prestigious Wall of Fame. I don't know if you're familiar with that. It's at Hooters. On South Neal. So if they haven't installed the photograph yet, but when they do, I wish you'd all stop by and pay your respects. We have to support each other. It's an honor to be your commencement speaker, which goes without saying. Personally, I would have gone with a Kofi Annan or Bishop Desmond Tutu, someone more dignified, but you wouldn't have remembered a thing they said either, so. The great thing is you don't have to anymore. One of the joys of graduating is you can now listen to boring speeches without taking notes. Besides, those other speakers would have charged the university quite a bit. I gave this speech, cut a deal with the chancellor for two tickets to the Final Four. He charged me an arm and a leg. Cash in an alley at 2 a.m. He had quite a line going, supplementing his income, I suppose. It's especially an honor to be asked to speak at a great university and institution that has accomplished so much and given so much to the world. Advances in the computer sciences, all these engineering doctorates being given out today, these people are amazing. The largest public library in the world, 18 Nobel Prize winners, 6 astronauts, molecular beam epitaxy, whatever that is. Darren Williams, D. Brown, Luther Head, Roger Powell, James Augustine, Jack Ingram, Nick Smith, and others. Are you keeping up with me over there? I want to congratulate you all for staying in school for 4 years, or however long you were here, and getting your degrees. I want to stress the importance of staying all 4 years to D. Brown. You know, if I could talk to Darren Williams, I'd say, one day, Darren, you're going to regret staying 4 years and earning your degree. You know, it might hit you when you're floating in your swimming pool, sipping an umbrella drink, or aboard your private jet or Hummer limousine. But, Darren, you'll regret it, believe me. It comes not only as an honor for me to be here, but also as a complete shock to many people. Namely, some of my old professors who didn't realize they were my professors because I didn't show up that much. It's certainly a shock to my family, my friends, and certainly to campus police. Sorry about that whole Victoria's Secret alma mater thing. I meant no disrespect. I am also most honored to be receiving an honorary degree, a doctorate in medicine. I thought they kind of went overboard on that. My wife gave me a neat scalpel set for graduation, so I can't wait to get started. This is especially an honor for me because I am an Illini by birth. I was born a block from campus with orange hair. Orange is the in color this year, as I guess you all know that, not just here on campus. I see it on the fashion runways in New York and at prisons everywhere. When I came back for the basketball game, I thought I'd wandered into a pep rally of crazed Home Depot employees. A solid, pulsating orange, the kind of thing I haven't seen since I was here in the late 60s as a student. From the standpoint of taste, you might have considered emphasizing the blue in the orange and blue rather than the orange. But I am told by the chancellor that not one Illinois basketball fan was hit by a car on the way home from a night game this season, and none were shot by hunters. So that's a first. I'm an Illini fan, and my wife, Jody, who is here today, is also an Illini. I met her in CAMS. She had on a beautiful white wedding dress and was chugging a pitcher. It's actually a good place to meet a spouse because at least you know, it's at least as good as those computer dating services because you know you had a common interest, drinking. I say it was an arranged marriage of sorts arranged by Budweiser. I met my wife my senior year. I believe it was my second senior year. My parents were both Illini, as were all of my cousins, my uncles. My aunt was actually salutatorian of her class back in the 30s. She had an amazing GPA. She only received one B her entire college career, and so did I. See, it used to be a lot easier to get into Illinois. Your parents will never tell you that if they went here, but it was a lot easier. If you were a townie like I was, grew up in Champaign, lived here, didn't need a dorm room, you could be admitted in a persistent vegetative state, which I maintained. So today I want to thank you all for raising the standards at this great university and making me look good in comparison. Association, I should say. People always had me pegged for kind of a Middle Tennessee State kind of guy. A school we did play in football a few years ago, and we beat them, too. If I had one recommendation to make to our new football coach, it would be that we play more schools with names like, words like Middle and East Central in them. But our football team will be back, I promise you. The football team had some very difficult years when I was here in the 60s, mid-60s, after Dick Butkus left. How difficult were those years? Well, one year we lost the spring inter-squad scrimmage game. 14-13, it was a tough loss. My parents debated whether or not I was even college material. This is going to hurt you parents to hear this, but tuition then was $135 a semester. And my parents weren't really sure if they should send Bill to college or pick up the dry cleaning. As freshmen, you all probably arrived pretty naive and unsophisticated, as I did. I came to Illinois a very pretty provincial kid. You guys from Chicago know what hayseeds we downstaters are. I mean, growing up in Champaign, we rarely went to Urbana, frankly. Did go to Paris once. We drove. It's down by Mattoon. How provincial were we? Well, this is a true story. I was leafing through my Champaign High School yearbook recently and discovered that our foreign exchange student was from America. It was Hawaii, and we had old textbooks, and who knew? But at Illinois, I learned a lot. I learned that the earth is not flat, as I had assumed growing up here in Champaign. That there are mountains and these big bodies of water, greater than the Bone Ditch and the Impey Pools. I mean, in landlocked central Illinois, we didn't even have fish. I didn't know what a fish looked like. I didn't know they had eyes. My mother tried to convince us they were just these stick-like things that swam around in a perpetually breaded state until frozen. I think you've experienced those in some of the eateries in Champaign and some of the campus places. In college, you learn a lot outside the classroom, too, like math. I have a question for you this afternoon. If a vehicle leaves a bar in Danville at 12:30 a.m., traveling in excess of 55 miles an hour, can it arrive at a women's dormitory in Urbana before the 1 a.m. curfew? That was back when we had curfews. As it turned out, the curfew should have been for men, and the men should have been wearing ankle bracelets so that we knew where they all were at any given time. But back to that math problem. Yes, a motor vehicle leaving the Danville bar at 12:30 can make it to Urbana by 1, unless, in haste and inebriation, said vehicle turns the wrong way on I-74, in which case it will arrive on time, but in Indianapolis, rather than at the Lincoln Avenue Residence Hall. It's a lesson learned. So, okay. Darren Williams will probably be fine, but what about the rest of you going out into the cold, cruel world without an NBA contract? Some of you will go on to graduate school. Others will travel. Some will try to pawn your graduation watches and jewelry. I know that. Others will return to your parents' basements with the couches and Game Boys. And most of you will probably actively or semi-actively start looking for a job. In every interview They'll tell you that you need experience before they can hire you. So at some point you will ask one of them, well, how in the hell am I supposed to get any experience if none of you will hire me and give me any? I don't know the answer to that question. Hopefully this will not be at your father's firm. When you do find an opening, it will be for an unpaid internship, previously known as felony violation of the Fair Minimum Wage Act. Before that, it was slavery. If you do well, you may be offered a job with a small starting salary, enough for food, shelter, or clothing. You'll have to decide that on your own. It's always difficult getting that first foothold, but don't despair. Except, of course, those of you who majored in things like English or philosophy, who will quickly come to realize that, financially speaking, you'd have been better off attending the Acme School of Plumbing Sciences or Anita Jean's Academy of the Nail Arts. My son graduated with honors in political science and found a good job right away, delivering liquor in the hospitality industry, okay? We were actually sorry when he moved on to his chosen field because we lost that 40% discount. My daughter also graduated in political science and found a good job in marketing, calling people on the phone and asking them if they wanted to buy White Sox tickets. Usually they didn't. She now lives in a very small New York apartment with a roommate, but may be moving into her car for more space. I majored in communications and went out looking for a job. It was sort of in my blood. My parents owned a small country newspaper near here, covering a lot of small towns with funny names like Oblong, Illinois. I don't know if you've ever heard of that. Anybody from Oblong? Good. Big group from Oblong. Half the town's here. Names are like Oblong and Normal. Anybody from Normal? Is anybody normal? So my dad's favorite headline was, Oblong Woman Marries Normal Man. Maybe you two want to get together, I don't know. My first job was a winner. I was in the advertising department of the Libby's Food Company on Michigan Avenue in Chicago, so I thought I was pretty hot stuff being on Michigan Avenue in Chicago. We didn't go to Chicago much from Champaign. There were Democrats up there and all sorts of awful things. The job sounds fine, but it was writing response letters to customers like this one. Dear Mrs. Johnson, thank you for your letter. We here at Libby's Fine Family of Food sincerely regret that you found a thumb in your can of French-style green beans. Be assured that this was an accident and not a serving suggestion. Enclosed, please find 3 50-cent off coupons on your next purchase of Libby's Fine line of fresh and frozen foods. 3 50-cent off coupons on what today would be a $500 billion suit, the closing of 10 plants, and the loss of 50,000 jobs. But people seemed to put up with it back then. They had to return the thumb, of course. My goal was to be a hard-hitting reporter, and I finally caught on with the Chicago Tribune during the Watergate era. But instead of writing Pulitzers for investigative reporting, I spent years and years in the Suburban Bureau covering sewer bond referenda and local school board debates that raged on into the wee hours over whether or not to put pimentos in the corn in the school cafeteria. I was on top of those stories. So my first words of advice, by all means pursue your goals aggressively, but know that it might take a few years for the world to recognize your genius. I was lucky. I finally got a job with the New York Times, and therein lies another good lesson for you. By all means, be lucky. I still don't know why the Times hired me, frankly, although it may have been my resume, and there's another tip there for you. My resume stated that I was first runner-up for the Nobel Prize in Literature. See, the Nobel Committee doesn't announce the runners-up. So you might want to add that to your resume. Just pick your chosen field. Know that the Nobel Prize does not give... They don't give Nobel Prizes in physical education. but otherwise you can pretty well pick your field. As you go forth into the world, and that's what grads do, they go forth, my next piece of advice is ask yourself, do I really want to go forth? Your parents might just stop paying your bills. You'll get a job with like 1 week of vacation. No summer break, no Christmas break, spring break, semester break. It's absolutely ridiculous, really, and it's hard to get used to. Another small tip, don't take off your caps and gowns, ever if possible, if you can get away with it. Notice how people are smiling at you today and congratulating you and giving you gifts and taking your picture. Consider renting a cap and gown each May and wearing it around town. There are lots of commencement address cliches I could throw at you, and sometimes they're right and sometimes they're wrong. For example, it's lonely at the top. That's incorrect. But the commencement cliche about you being the future and the hope of the world is quite right. You may not think it to look at the people sitting around you, but you are the intelligentsia of the world. You've got to keep thinking or we're all doomed. You are headed out into the greatest storm of, what should I call it, BS, frankly. I wanted to see what she was doing with the BS. I think she's been using that the whole time I've been talking. Oh, boy. I always wondered about that, didn't you? What they were really saying. You're headed out into the greatest storm of BS in the history of mankind. High grade, thoroughly researched, craftily written, slickly delivered BS. Thrown at you by politicians, advertisers, and yes, the news media. Who want you to vote for them, buy their products, and stay tuned. But you are in a fortunate position. You have attended a university where you can actually smell BS. See if that isn't true when you leave this afternoon. If the wind's from the south, I grew up thinking that was a normal, that's what air smelled like. So you can learn to recognize it when you hear it. Your local news anchor will ask questions on television like, does your electric toothbrush cause inoperable brain cancer? Stay tuned. Well, don't stay tuned, that's my advice. If you don't question authority, you'll find yourself one day wrapping your home in saran wrap and duct tape because Homeland Security told you to. Question authority. You'll recall that when the agency told us to do just that, duct tape became the fastest growing product in the nation overnight. Given the current state of the economy, maybe Washington should promote a new product every day in the war on terror. Leave those terrorists in the dust in your new Cadillac Escalade with 0% financing. If the White House would just issue something like that every day, it would be very helpful. And how about those color-coded alert levels? Those were fun. Some TV stations were announcing the alert level every night, just like news, weather, and sports. Tonight's terrorism forecast brought to you by the makers of Paxil. And Everclear 190-proof grain alcohol. Don't forget the duct tape, you know. Go forth unafraid, graduates. Don't buy into the fear-mongering. Think, question, and don't subcontract your opinions to TV and radio talk show hosts. I want to applaud all of the scholars graduating today with honors, seated before me, with great honors, and with the greatest honors, and those receiving special awards. And I sympathize with the majority of you who weren't even close. For you, I come bearing good news. There is hope for you. You know who you are. The C student, even for the C-minus student. Why, one need look no further for inspiration than the White House. An easy target. Maybe that's a bad example. Perhaps there should be alternative awards for the average student at graduation, for students who have distinguished themselves in ways other than academics during their 4, 5, and 6 years as undergraduates here. Maybe an award for the longest keg stand. Stand and be recognized if you think you're... An award for the student who got the most sleep here at Illinois. The student who most often said these words, "I'll pay you back later for my share of the pizza." An award for that student who experienced the greatest difference between the exorbitant amount he paid to buy a new textbook and the pittance he received when he sold it back. An award for most appearances on Girls Gone Wild on spring break. An award for the graduate with most semesters on academic probation, social probation, and criminal probation. They call that the hat trick when I was here. Never did it. One for the graduate with the highest bill at an internet term paper company. An award for the highest cumulative 4-year score on Grand Theft Auto. And most hours playing Madden football. An award for that student who never did laundry on campus, but exclusively on visits home. Parents know who they are. We've got some applause up here. That's great. I'm sure the roommates of your son or daughter were not happy about that. And an award to the graduating senior who is still unsure which one is the library. By now, many of you must be wondering, when will he get to the profound part? I've asked all my friends over the course of the last month if they knew anything profound to tell graduates. Oddly enough, it's the wise ones who have nothing to say. They're not so sure what of themselves. Others left gifted and more sure of themselves say things like, "It's lonely at the top," "Early bird gets the worm." A commencement speaker should leave you with some profundity about life, but every time I try to draw conclusions about the human condition, things change, or I discover so many exceptions that my conclusions are no longer valid. Far from being frustrating, I haven't figured out the meaning of life, but I can promise you this: experiencing it, observing it in all of its wondrous complexity, and trying to figure it out is endlessly fascinating. That's a promise. Last week, just to drop a name, I was on the French Riviera. Good, huh? I saw the world's largest private yacht, the 460-foot Rising Sun, docked at Cannes for the film festival. It's owned by Larry Ellison, a software billionaire who attended Illinois, but he didn't get a degree, so think how much better off you guys are going to do. He has obviously enjoyed some success, and be assured that all of you will too, armed with your work ethic, the brains that got you here, and now your degree from a great university. I can't really say which of you will have the 460-foot level of success, or if it'll just be my level of a success. I have a 21-foot outboard. But I do have my picture on the Hooters Wall of Fame, and Larry Ellison never will. Thank you for listening. There will not be a test on this material. There will not be tests on material ever again. And there is no homework for tomorrow or the next day or the day after that. Congratulations, and expect to start hearing from alumni fundraisers within a matter of hours. Thank you.
The movie is coming to a theater near you. We will now proceed to the conferring of degrees granted in course. Dean Richard Wheeler will present the candidates for degrees from the Graduate College.
The University of Illinois awarded its first two Doctor of Philosophy degrees, one in chemistry and one in mathematics, in 1903. Now each year, an average of 650 students earn a doctorate, the highest academic degree awarded in America at Illinois. These students come to us from the state of Illinois, from every other state in the Union, and from all over the world. They earn their doctoral degrees in 90 graduate programs distributed over 13 colleges and schools. We are regarded around the world as a premier research university to a significant degree because of our reputation for excellent doctoral education. Doctoral students contribute vitally to projects that bring to the university over $400 million per year in funded research. As experimenters in the lab and in the field, and as teachers in the classroom, doctoral students are central to the teaching and research missions of the university. Our doctorates will take their appetite for knowledge and their great research skills with them to assume leadership positions in economic and social worlds increasingly driven forward by knowledge creation. It is my great privilege to introduce some of these talented, creative, and dedicated doctoral candidates whose research and creativity are at the heart of graduate education at Illinois. Will the doctoral candidates please rise? Mr. President, upon recommendation of the faculty and the chancellor, these candidates are presented for their doctoral degrees.
Recipients of the highest earned degree awarded by the University of Illinois, it gives me great pleasure, upon the recommendation of the faculty and by the authority vested in me by the Board of Trustees of the University of Illinois, to hereby confer upon each of you the doctoral degree for which you have been recommended. And I admit you to all the rights, privileges, and responsibilities thereto appertaining. Congratulations to each of you.
In the College of Agricultural, Consumer, and Environmental Sciences, for the degree of Doctor of Philosophy in Agricultural and Consumer Economics, Nesvi Turan. In Agricultural Engineering, Kyung Hyun Kim, Mark Robert Wilkins. In Animal Sciences, Annalie Everts Vanderwind. In Crop Sciences, Frederico Trucco. In Food Science and Human Nutrition, Ying Wang, Chiao Xian Zhou. In Human and Community Development, Michelle Lin Ely, Rita L. Freericks, Sean Shiraz Sipersand. In Natural Resources and Environmental Sciences, Patrick Dale Hubert, Scott Charles Schaefer. In the College of Business, for the degree of Doctor of Philosophy in Business Administration, Kevin Walter Rockman. In the College of Education, for the degree of Doctor of Education in Human Resource Education, Carla Jean Kennedy Hagen. Stephen P. Thomas. For the degree of Doctor of Philosophy in Curriculum and Instruction, Brenda J. Clark. In Educational Organization and Leadership, Cheryl Marie Box, Jeffrey William Craig, Jeffrey Allen Dreyer, Douglas Gordon Hezbal, Brenda Coble Lindsay, Erica Lee Rosh. In Educational Policy Studies, Brian Ray Warnick. In Educational Psychology, Kina Natrice Arbuthnot. Lucia Flaveres. Eunice Eun-hee Jang. Ho Lee. Zhang Ju Lee. Yu Chi Tai. Chiu Yin Wang. Cian Jun Jung. In the College of Engineering, for the degree of Doctor of Philosophy in Aeronautical and Astronautical Engineering, Jorge Luis Abanto Bueno. Prasoon N. Desai. John William Hartman. Ching Hong Lee. Jian Ping Pun. In Civil and Environmental Engineering, Hyun He An. David Arellano. Katie Fong Chu Chow. Chin Hyong Chong. Dominique Frigon. Che Hong Kim. Edward Raphael Kohler. Moon Sung Lee. Sung Jun Lee. Ken Yu Lin. David Ramirez. John Shim Shear. Jen Ping Suan. Alok Sutra Dar. Matthew C. Walters. Hong Q. Jung. In Computer Science, Shivani Agarwal. Jayant D'Souza. Nadeem Jumuli. Samir Kumar. Song Il Pei. Frederick H. Rothganger. Terry L. Wilmarth. June Shu. Wen Ta Yi. Stephen David Zelinka. In Electrical and Computer Engineering, Ganesh Bala Murugan. Ronald Dale Barnes. Jeffrey Michael Brokish. Jack Chen. Vibhav Deepak Dandi. Scott R. Graham. Jianyi Huang. Kyun Wang. Vikas Kavidia. Sokjun Lee. Zian Lee. Ming Hai Leo. Jonathan M. Mamu. Eric Matthew Nystrom. Nemenja D. Petrovic. Bong Ho Shim. Kevin Michael Squire. Yian Shun. Jing Tong. Xinzhou Wu. Yan Wu, in materials science and engineering. In environmental science and civil engineering, Dominique Frigon, with my apologies for losing place. Now where? In materials science and engineering, Brent Allen Clothier. Jennifer Gwen Dellinger. Timothy Michael Dellinger. Young Ju Lee, Chong Wee Lim, Ryan Jason Ong. In mechanical and industrial engineering, David Warren Gerlach, Sergei Viktorovich Kochevitz, Sung Chung Lee, David Scott Long, Julian Andres Norato, Ri Chow, Marina L. Threya Yil, Chung Yin Yuan, Quan Yuan. In nuclear plasma and radiological engineering, Ning Li, Martin De Jesus Nieto Puerez. In physics, Peter Jeremy Charshka, Daniel Chris Finkenstadt, Patrick J. Henges, Joseph Chun, Edgar Larios, Jonathan Christopher McKinney, David John Possen, Nicholas Anthony Romero, Trevor Neil Vicky, Zhu Chi Wei. In theoretical and applied mechanics, Igor R. Kuznetsov, Russell E. Todres, Don Yiao Wang, Mingjun Wei. In the College of Fine and Applied Arts, for the degree of Doctor of Education, in music education, Marie Renee Bush, Kimberly F. Carlos. For the degree of Doctor of Musical Arts, Gary Howard Hollander, Christine M. Lapka, Juhei Lee, Nam Hee Lim, Michael Stephen Pounds, Stephen Douglas Roberts, Chi-Yon Chim, Kenneth R. Steinschultz, Anyung Yang. For the degree of Doctor of Philosophy in Musicology, Samuel Andrew Granada II, Stacy Jacoy Hauk. And in theater, Laura Grace Godwin. This terrific group of doctorates can now sit down.
Dean Wheeler will now present the candidates for master's degrees and advanced certificates.
Will the candidates for master's degrees and advanced certificates please rise? Mr. President, upon recommendation of the faculty and the chancellor, these candidates are presented for their respective degrees or certificates.
It is upon these recommendations and by the authority vested in me by the Board of Trustees and with considerable pride and pleasure that I confer upon each of you the master's degree or certificate for advanced study for which you have been recommended and admit you to all the rights, privileges, and responsibilities thereto appertaining. Congratulations.
My congratulations, and you may be seated.
Candidates who have received university honors will be presented by Provost Jesse Delia.
Will the recipients of university honors please rise to receive their degrees? Mr. President, the graduates I am about to present to you and to this audience have achieved a singular recognition. University honors, known informally as bronze tablet honors, is limited to those undergraduate students who have demonstrated sustained academic excellence of a high order. To be eligible for this honor, students must have a cumulative grade point average of at least 3.5 and must rank in the upper 3% of their college's graduating class, taking into account all work through the academic term prior to graduation. Because of their excellence in scholarship, these candidates' names will be inscribed on a bronze tablet displayed in the main library. It is a delight to present these outstanding students. Mr. President, upon recommendation of the faculty of their respective colleges and the chancellor, these candidates who have achieved university honors are presented for their baccalaureate degrees.
Thank you, Provost Delia. I've had the pleasure of congratulating each of these students on their wonderful achievements, and so it is upon these recommendations and by the authority vested in me by the Board of Trustees of the University of Illinois that I confer upon each of you the bachelor's degree for which you have been recommended and admit you to all the rights, privileges, and responsibilities thereto appertaining. Congratulations.
University honors degree recipients, please be seated.
Candidates for baccalaureate degrees will now be presented in order of their college's institutional age. Dean Robert Easter will present the baccalaureate candidates from the College of Agricultural, Consumer, and Environmental Sciences, established in 1868 as the College of Agriculture when the Urbana-Champaign campus first opened its doors.
Will the degree candidates from the College of Agricultural, Consumer, and Environmental Sciences please stand? Mr. President, upon recommendation of the faculty and of the chancellor, I'm pleased to present these candidates to you for the baccalaureate degree.
Thank you, Dean Easter. I greet these candidates with great pleasure and pride today, and I'm pleased to receive these recommendations by the faculty, the dean, and the chancellor. And so by the authority vested in me by the University of Illinois Board of Trustees, I'm pleased to confer upon each of you the Bachelor of Science degree for which you have been recommended and admit you to all the rights, privileges, and responsibilities thereto appertaining. Congratulations.
Congratulations, and please be seated.
The Dean David Daniel will now present the baccalaureate candidates from the College of Engineering. The college was established in 1868.
Will the degree candidates from the College of Engineering please rise and be recognized? Mr. President, upon the recommendation of the faculty and the chancellor, it is my honor to present the scientists and engineers to you for the baccalaureate degree.
Thank you, Dean Daniel, and for these new engineers, strong in spirit, strong in intellect, and strong in numbers, it's with great pleasure that I do accept these recommendations from the faculty, the dean, and chancellor, and I'm pleased to confer upon each of you with the authority of the University of Illinois Board of Trustees the Bachelor of Science degree for which you have been recommended. And it's with great pleasure that I admit you to all the rights, privileges, and responsibilities thereto appertaining. Congratulations.
Congratulations as well. You may be seated.
Dean Susan Fowler will now present the candidates for baccalaureate degrees from the College of Education, which was established in 1905.
Educators, would you please stand up? Mr. President, upon the recommendation of the faculty and the chancellor, these candidates, future teachers of America, are presented for the baccalaureate degree.
Thank you, Dean Fowler. You are the guardians of tomorrow's generations yet unborn. And it's with great pleasure that I receive these recommendations from the faculty, the dean, and the chancellor. By virtue of the authority granted me by the Board of Trustees of the University of Illinois, I confer upon each of you the Bachelor of Science degree for which you have been recommended, and admit you to all the rights, privileges, and responsibilities thereto appertaining. Congratulations to each of you.
Graduates, please be seated.
Dean Avijit Ghosh will now present the baccalaureate candidates from the College of Business. The college was established in 1915.
Will all candidates from the College of Business please rise? Mr. President, upon the recommendation of the faculty and the chancellor, I'm proud to present to you these degree candidates from the College of Business.
Thank you, Dean Ghosh. I receive the recommendation of the faculty, the dean, and the chancellor with pride and pleasure. It's by authority vested in me by the University of Illinois Board of Trustees that I confer upon each of you the Bachelor of Science degree for which you have been recommended and admit you to all the rights, privileges, and responsibilities thereto appertaining. Congratulations to each of you.
Congratulations, and please be seated.
Dean Kathleen Conlon will now present the baccalaureate candidates from the College of Fine and Applied Arts, which was established in 1931.
Will the graduates of the College of Fine and Applied Arts please stand? Mr. President, upon recommendation of the faculty and the chancellor, these candidates, the architects, actors, designers, writers, planners, painters, dancers, choreographers, sculptors, musicians, singers, composers, scholars, and teachers who make our cities breathe, our cultures communicate, and they create the images that inspire, we present them to you for their baccalaureate degrees.
Thank you, Dean Conlon. It's with great fanfare that I do receive these recommendations from the faculty, the dean, and the chancellor. and confer upon each of you with the authority granted me by the Board of Trustees of the University of Illinois the baccalaureate degree for which you have been recommended, and I admit you to all the rights, privileges, and responsibilities thereto appertaining. Congratulations to each of you.
Will the candidates from the College of Fine and Applied Arts please be seated?
Captain David Allen now will present our ROTC candidates.
ROTC candidates, please rise. Mr. President, I'm proud and pleased to present the ROTC candidates from the Army, Navy, Air Force, and Marines who will be commissioned in a ceremony tomorrow.
Thank you, Captain Allen. I'd like all audience members and your fellow classmates to join me in extending a sincere congratulations to each of you for your accomplishments and for your dedication to service, not only to this university, but to our nation and to the world. Congratulations and thank you.
ROTC candidates, please be seated.
We are pleased to have with us today members of the Board of Trustees of this university. Within the limits of the Constitution and laws of the state, the Board of Trustees is the governing body of the university. With us today are Francis Carroll, whom you've already met from Chicago. Francis. David Doris from Leroy. And Larry Epley, whom you've already met from Palatine. Also with us this afternoon are other members of the Platform Party, David Chiquin, Vice President for Technology and Economic Development. David. Michelle Thompson, Secretary of the University. Michelle. Pat Askew, Vice Chancellor for Student Affairs. Steve Schomburg, Vice Chancellor for Public Engagement. And Charles Zukoski, Vice Chancellor for Research. I also wish to recognize members of our faculty who have joined us today to celebrate the academic accomplishments of their students and to thank them for the knowledge and guidance which they provided these graduates. I now invite the family members of our graduates to stand so that we may recognize and applaud you for your support and encouragement which you have given these graduates throughout their academic career. And I now invite the class of 2005 to stand and move your tassels to the left side of your caps. You are now alumni of the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign. Will the remainder of the audience please rise and join the class of 2005 in singing our alma mater, Hail to the Orange. please be seated. The 134th commencement of the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign will conclude with the platform party recession. Thank you for joining us today as we celebrate the graduation of the class of 2005.
And with the exit of the platform party and the playing of the Pomp and Circumstance by the Symphonic Band at the University of Illinois, so goes the 134th commencement of the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign. You've been listening to this broadcast live from the Assembly Hall on WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. I'm Jay Pierce, thanking our technical director on site, Mike Pritchard, and our technical director back at Campbell Hall for public telecommunication, Brett Paulson. In just a moment, we will join NPR for All Things Considered as we leave the Assembly Hall on the University of Illinois campus with this reminder that this broadcast will be archived on our website, will.uiuc.edu. We will go back to our studios and hear just a couple of minutes of music from the University of Illinois Marching Band and then All Things Considered. We thank you for listening this afternoon and goodbye from the Assembly Hall.
This afternoon at 5, join us for a live broadcast of Keepin' the Faith. Each week, host Steve Shoemaker and his guests explore issues of faith, spirituality, religion, and ethics. This week, guest host Don Nolan speaks with Amy Sponsler, director of the University of Illinois Office of Volunteer Programs, about U of I student volunteering. That's Keepin' the Faith this afternoon at 5, here on AM 580. This is WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. 580 on your AM dial and on the internet at will.uiuc.edu. All Things Considered is coming up next at 4 p.m. Central Time.
All Things Considered is made possible in part by a grant from the Brown Bag Deli Restaurant. Homemade Pies by Inge, Gourmet Foods, Cards and Gifts, as well as Creative Crafts, Zimmer Art Gallery, Wacky Nackies, The Bean Scene Cafe, and Prairie Fire Glass, all housed in the same buildings in downtown Monticello.